Arsenio is with us this morning. Hey.
Yes, sir.
When Trump came on the first night, I thought he got that intro from you, because that looked like your intro, your old intro.
Yeah, man, I had my lawyer on speed dial.
Really? It wasn't just me.
If I had heard Donald, if they had held it like that, then I was gonna call my lawyer.
When he came out on stage on Monday night, I thought that was your intro that he bit.
Man,
only thing missing stage 29. That was the only thing missing.
Yeah, hey man, it's been a show. I can't wait till the one in Philly, man. If I want to know who the Democratic equivalent is to Chachi. I can't wait.
Well, Scott Baio still looks like a deer caught in the headlights right now. Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah, he's been like that ever since Pamela Anderson left him. It's been a long time.
Someone just said maybe it's Ty Bridges.
Oh. Ouch. Ouch. Do we have to take commercial after that? Ouch.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, but thank you. I mean, throughout this 6-episode summer thing, you've let me come on and talk to the people every week.
I'm not just doing you a favor. I like this
If you
show.
Could bring Tom together with his old group, the DuPonts, that would be really, you know, because you know who opened for the DuPonts, Arsenio?
Who opened for DuPonts?
The Commodores.
The Commodores.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Back in the day.
Now, wait a minute. Was there like if I Googled the DuPonts, could I find one of their tunes on the internet?
You might.
And what tune should it, like, because I put in the name. What name should I put in?
What
was the big DuPont hit player?
What was your big hit?
Well, I wasn't with them when they recorded.
My daddy
said, you need to get your degree and get out that group. That group ain't going nowhere. And the group he was talking about was the Commodores. We had, you remember back in the day, there was the Ike and Tina Turner Review, there was the Motown Review, and so you had the stars of the show were the singers, and the bands were the backup bands. Well, we were the DuPonts and the Commodores were the backup band. I used to tell them, break it down one time.
Yeah. Hey, the first time I saw Lionel and them, I was a college student, and Lionel was on saxophone.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he didn't know but 3 notes.
But he looked good walking across the campus of Tuskegee.
He knew 3 notes. And back then, all you needed was 3 notes. Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. Oh, yeah.
Dun-dun-dun. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Take it home. Dun.
So wait, did you play keyboards or guitar or what?
No,
He played the knees of his pants.
I played.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't play an instrument.
He was the hype man.
I was the singing group. We had the 4-man singing. Wait, never mind.
Did you do choreography? Were you all the kind of group that had the tight choreography?
You and know the tight it. Pants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was tight, all right. Yeah,
it was real tight.
I was fat, and I was getting fatter, and I was busting out of my pants.
See, these are stories you're not getting.
Yeah, these are stuff you don't get.
This is what you need to hear.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I got to find that group. If it take all day, I'm going to sit at the computer and I'm going to find me some DuPonts.
Back to Trump.
Your girl,
Omarosa, she in charge of Negroes.
Yeah, she's mad at me. She's been hitting at me on Twitter, and I just kind of ignore it because, you know, she doesn't understand the irony of why black people shouldn't be fighting over Trump. You know, she don't quite get that, but we should not be fighting each other. And that's like having David Duke make me fight you, you know. It don't make no sense for us to be feuding on the internet.
Over David Duke.
Yes. Because, yo, we saw him play footsies with the Klan when he wanted that vote. And that was very telling.
Okay.
You know, when all of a sudden he went blank because he was in a situation where he needed a lot of racists in the South to vote for him. Remember that period? He was like, oh, I don't know what they stand for. And, you know, because he didn't want to insult nobody that week.
Yeah.
It's crazy what we're watching, man. It's, you know, hey, I hope Julie Chen run for president so I can get Big Brother out the way. I want all the hosts. Go on, run for president. Get out of my way. Reality hosts running for president. That's crazy. If we could vote for one, I think I'd vote for Tom Bergeron on Dancing with the Stars. I think he'd be the best president. You know? He can run up with John Sally or somebody. That'd be a fun ticket. Oh, gosh. You know what? Do you know any black people that are voting for Trump?
There are some, but in the big states like Ohio, and your state, and Pennsylvania, he's running at 0%.
Because I can't, I hear there are people, but other than that preacher with the permanent frown from Ohio, I can't find nobody.
He took him to church last night. Did you hear that guy?
Yeah, no. I saw that after.
Oh, the preacher?
Yeah.
Pastor Darrell, yeah. Yeah, he killed it last night. And then.
Blair, you know him? You from South Carolina?
I don't know.
You don't know every black person in South Carolina. Yeah.
You know, they say that I know every black person from South Carolina. I don't know this
Pastor Darrell Scott, he brought it down. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, y'all got to, if you ain't seen Pastor Darrell Scott, you got to check him out because he love him some Trump. I mean, you think Omarosa love him. Oh, Lord. I mean, this guy got Melania love for Trump.
Ew. Ew.
Really?
Oh, gosh.
I have to check him out.
Yeah, it's a mess, man. It's a train wreck. And the Melania thing, that was so funny. But she talked about everything but being a little black girl. That was cute.
On the south side of Chicago.
Yes, indeed. I feel bad for her. They let her down, man. they let her down. It was funny how she didn't show up the next day. I bet every Sylvanian cuss word you could ever imagine got thrown around the mansion that next night. Boy. He wouldn't even bring her. She's so mad.
And your boy Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, yo, dog. That's the person that need to steal somebody's speech. You know, Ben Carson, somebody, he's a very bright guy. I know he know what plagiarism is. He need to find some pleasure because his speeches are horrible, dog. He be coming up with stuff that nobody want to hear about Lucifer. I mean, no matter what side you on. You know, who talks about Lucifer? I thought he was going to bring out an empty chair and continue for a while. It was just the worst speech I've ever heard. He needed to steal Sasha and Malaya's sixth grade speeches or something. Something more entertaining than the Lucifer angle.
Hillary Clinton is Lucifer.
Yeah, he was tripping. He looked crazy. If somebody said that he went nuts and shot up everybody somewhere, I wouldn't be surprised because he act crazy, man, Dr. Ben Carson. And I know he's a smart doctor and all that kind of stuff, but you know what I wanted him to do? I wanted him to do a demonstration on how not to get stabbed with the proper belt buckle. That would have been a demonstration. He should have had to write. That's when you need a writer like Jesse Brown to show you how to make it right. To show you how to do it. You know, Jay, here, take your buckle. Now jump this way. Jump this way. Now, if you show him, this will be a good moment.
See, back in the day, Jay was a writer for the Arsenio Hall show, and he wrote jokes for the monologue.
For the log.
And I
for the log.
For the log. Right. And when Arsenio would read the log, the monologue, and didn't understand the joke, he'd make the writer come in and perform the joke. So he'd read Jay's joke.
Jay come in.
And then Jay would come in and show you
how to work it out.
How to work it out and how to make what he said funny.
He still tries to do that.
Jay was the best, man. He kept me right because, like I said, I told you this before. I don't know if I said this on the air, but Jay would bring you a joke and he'd bring you a suit he made. And I'm like, do y'all know that? I don't know if people listening know that. Jay is a talented designer and tailor. Jay is a tall Kanye. I swear to God, one time he literally came to me and I said, so Jay, explain this part right here, because Jay didn't type a lot. Sometimes he just jots some stuff on a piece of paper. And he said, I want you to end the joke and say, don't make me pull out a can of whip ass. And I said, okay, because I had never said whip ass in my life. I said, okay, whip ass. And then Jay said, And check this black shadow stripe out. I made this last night. And it was a beautiful, like, shadow stripe double-breasted suit with a vest.
And you wore
the vest.
Did you ever wear any of the James Brown collection on the air?
Did you wear it and say can of whoop ass?
Yes. And I literally said can of whoop ass with a Jasmine Brown special on.
And that worked.
It all worked, brother. It all worked. You know.
Bless
and trust
your
heart. Me, I went out that night with my Jasmine Brown on.
Those were the days, man.
Yeah, those were the days. So Roland Martin is in Cleveland covering the convention. He says that there are no after parties for black folks.
First of all, I love Roland. Roland, you know, like a hockey player, Roland will come on your show and check you, won't he?
Yeah, it will.
I'd love the conversation that him and Wendy had on television. And Roland's a bright guy.
But he said he was at a party the other night, an hour and a half in, and still
at a barbecue joint in Cleveland.
And no electric slide, no wobble.
Hey, you gotta know where LeBron's house is when you're in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's where the party is.
All right, A. Thanks a lot, man.
We'll see you tonight.
Later. See you tonight on Greatest Hits.
And I appreciate y'all watching. God bless.
All right.
All right, later.